Yes, the survey was carried out recently, and unfortunately, so the immediate media coverage of it was terribly misleading. The figure on the morning of the publication of the survey, I heard the figure several times that two-thirds of parents want change. The survey says nothing of the sort. It says that in two-thirds of the areas surveyed, a very small minority of parents want change. That's a radically different reality than was actually demonstrated by the survey. But the participation rate is low. It's way lower than people anticipated. The minister himself said that there would be major interest in this issue when the surveys were rolled out. That hasn't proven to be the case. So that is not the case. And we must take account of that, obviously, as we read the findings.
And so what does that mean? Does that mean that there's a sort of small but vocal minority out there who are pushing for change, perhaps, but that the vast majority of people maybe are just going with the flow? Or what are we to interpret by these participation rates?
Well, generally we know on the ground and from listening to people over years that most people are actually happy with their local school. But there is a small minority, a minority, that would prefer multi-denomination education, and they have every right to so prefer that. They're not just acting against the will of the majority, they actually sincerely hold this view. And any society, and ours in particular, would like to address that. I would like to see that parents who wanted a different type of school could be provided with that. The problem, in one sense, in the survey, is that the demand for the additional types of patronage is lower than we anticipated. For instance, it's as low commonly as 3 or 4% of parents with children in school in a lot of these areas. The highest figure we have is 8%. So it varies between about 0.6% of parents in some areas, which is obviously extremely low, and the highest we have is 7 or 8%. So that's what we need to address. That's the reality. It's not, in this whole process, we need to be sure we're dealing with what the reality is on the ground. And where there is a demand of about 6, 7, 8%, of course one would like to address it. And I think in a city or urban area, major urban area, that's not difficult. There's no reason why the system couldn't be reconfigured to take account of that. It's going to be a much more difficult issue, as I keep pointing out, in towns around the country like Killarney, Ballina, Trim, Kells, there's about 15 of them, where the government the report does suggest change. In those local areas, it's going to be much more difficult, and there will have to be a lot of consultation on the ground as to how to actually produce a situation that would be satisfactory to all those concerned.
What would you say to some people who would say, well, maybe the solution is just to make all schools multi-denominational and then let people have their own religious formation outside of that, or if they choose it, let them do as they choose?
We know that from various surveys and various piece of research over the years that there is a significant demand in Ireland for denominational education. There's no doubt about that. In fact, what has become manifest since the forum that was held in 2011 is that there's actually very little demand, unexpectedly, for non-denominational schools, for schools where there's no religion at all. In fact, there seems to be almost zero demand for that. So that's an interesting thing. The real issue in Irish education is not whether there should be religion in school, it's how it should be there, how it should be taught, who should teach it, when it should be taught. The state, traditionally in Ireland, in the Republic, is not the provider of primary schools. Primary schools are provided by various private bodies. We call them patrons. And that's going to be the case into the future. I mean, if you look at the surveys recently held, whatever you make of the result, the demand as manifest for change is for Educate Together. And Educate Together is another private provider. So the state, over the years, has not been itself the provider in Ireland, and it clearly appears to be the case that that will continue.
And so could then the alternative solution be that the Catholic schools themselves become more inclusive? And I know certainly some of them have done that already. But would that be another solution that would be amenable to people?
Of course, many Catholic schools, as we say, are already very inclusive. Others could develop their sense of inclusivity better, there's no doubt about that. I can't make a judgment for parents who might be unhappy in a Catholic school. They have to make that judgment themselves. Obviously, we should have our schools run in such a way that they are very open, whilst at the same time developing their Catholic identity. But we also want the schools to be truly Catholic in the deepest sense of the term. We don't just want to run schools for the purpose of running them. They need to have a Catholic identity, but they also need to be open. Precisely because they're Catholic, they need to be open to others present in their midst.
And at the end of the day, and you brought it up a little bit, but I mean, at the end of the day, religious patronage isn't always the main concern for parents. They're often thinking, you know, is this the best school for, I don't know, English, Irish, math? I mean, parents are often thinking about things from a more pragmatic point of view rather than from a sort of religious patronage point of view.
Undoubtedly, that's true. We in the Catholic Schools Partnership, we undertook research a couple of years ago when this process started in 2011. And what we discovered, and we largely knew already, is that the main reasons people choose a school, in other words, if you were to ask a parent, why did they choose the school, or even more strikingly, why do you pass by that school to go to another one, because that really tells you why they're going to a school. All of the issues have to do with geography, so most people will go to the local nearest school because that's the easiest to go to. And the second biggest issue are perceptions of quality. Now, they might be wrong, it might be based on class snobbishness even, whatever it might be, but their perceptions of quality matter, and parents will choose the school ultimately that they perceive has the best quality education for their child. And part of that, for a good few parents, is patronage. They perceive that as part of quality. So these things are mixed. You can't separate them out too easily. But definitively, the major issues for parents are proximity, geography, and the quality of the school. In that research too, what we discovered, which is interesting, is that parents who, non-practicing, as we normally say now, non-practicing Catholic parents, who can be quite distant from their local parish, a significant number of them were very insistent that they wanted a Catholic education for their children. And when we pushed them on that to try and interrogate that a bit more, we discovered actually that parents are very anxious to hand something on to their children, but feel, particularly in terms of religion, feel ill at ease in handing it on themselves. They actually think that the school should do it for them. Now, we would raise questions about that, because that's abdicating responsibility onto the school, you can argue. But in reality, that's what a lot of parents say. A lot of parents are very concerned. They want to hand on more to their children than computer games and the latest TV program. And they really do, but they're not too sure what that is. And they mightn't even be at home themselves or feel at home with various aspects of religious belief, but they actually want their children to come in contact with that tradition and then to handle it in their own way in their lives as they move forward.